This is an Aero News Touch and Go for May 12, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. NASA got a clean, on-time launch off yesterday as Atlantis left Kennedy's Launch Pad 39A at 2:01 p.m. Eastern Time for the start of mission STS-125. This is going to be the final visit of the current space shuttle program to the Hubble Space Telescope. The widely anticipated release of the cockpit voice transcript for Continental Connection Flight 3407 happens today at a hearing in Washington, D.C. The Bombardier Q400 went down on approach to Buffalo Niagara International the night of February 12th, killing all 49 on board and one more on the ground. One investigator anonymously told the New York Times the recording reveals the pilots, quote, heads weren't in the game, unquote. The crew was based in Newark, New Jersey, but 24-year-old First Officer Rebecca Shaw lived in Washington State. Sources familiar with the cockpit recordings say she was complaining of feeling congested after taking a long red-eye flight to work from Seattle that morning and reflecting that she should have called in sick, among other idle banter which was going on in violation of the sterile cockpit rule on approach below 10,000 feet. It's been learned that 47-year-old Captain Marvin Renslow failed 5 previous check rides during his career. The Wall Street Journal reports Colgan Air, the division of Pinnacle that was operating Flight 3407, recently removed several of its Czech airmen, saying it does that from time to time if they fail, quote, to perform to the company's high standards, unquote. All in all, today could get interesting. We'll keep you posted. In a reminder of one of the unique risks facing helicopters and other low-altitude operations, a Robinson R-44 being used for sightseeing around Cottonwood, Arizona, was brought down in a collision with power lines Sunday. Given the possible outcomes, this one ended well. The National Transportation Safety Board reports the pilot hit the power lines with the windshield, about level with the top of the instrument panel, while doing about 70 knots at 150 feet above ground. The craft reportedly pitched abruptly nose up, then down. After dodging a ridgeline, the pilot made a successful auto-rotation to the ground and kept the R-44 upright, but caught the skids in soft dirt and suffered a rotor strike which substantially damaged the machine. The good news is the pilot and his 3 passengers walked away uninjured. We don't think of her primarily as a flight instructor, but Patty Wagstaff has been an instructor for 26 years, in addition to her better-known roles as 3-time U.S. aerobatic champ and top-tier airshow performer. Those who are aware of her instruction work know she's a proponent of training for spins and unusual attitudes. Now, Wagstaff is the newest and possibly the highest-profile member of SAFE, the recently formed Society of Aviation and Flight Educators. In announcing her decision, the performer made some between-the-lines comparisons to NAFI, the National Association of Flight Instructors. Quote, I was drawn to SAFE's governance ideals of accountability and transparency. These attributes are especially important for a member-driven organization. I find it frustrating when members are not taken into account. I'm looking forward to being part of this new and dynamic organization, unquote. SAFE's formation was catalyzed in part by NAFI's sluggish response to calls by some vocal members to adopt new bylaws allowing direct election of its directors by the membership. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Air Inc. offers help with the new customs rules. API's winglets get STC'd for the Falcon. And Air Canada fights to stay out of its second bankruptcy. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, 4 mayors from around the U.S. discuss the benefits of general aviation with the media in a teleconference and renew their call to the Obama administration to quit attacking business aviation. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts at iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.